Hi, my name is Art Stanowski. I attended Tanvu seminar, and on my first transaction, I made $25,190. It's so easy to make money in real estate, and I'm planning to be a millionaire by age 25.
I have a small goal, that in the future, I will be remembered as a man who has taught more millionaires in this world than any man who ever lived. Don't let your dream slip away.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
But man, I will tell you what, I already have a hard enough time sleeping as it is. I don't know what it is, but the older that I get, I used to be so good at sleeping. I could sleep. It didn't.
Because you were drunk and you just passed
I was
out.
High on cocaine and I would go to sleep.
Let's see how this goes. I'm going to pull a tarot card.
I'm going to pull a tarot card. Everything else, I'm going to spray some of this anti-bad spray.
It's an anti-bad spray.
It's an anti-bad spray. She made it herself. I'm going to pull it. She literally has like a Walmart tarot card set too. She's like, I'm going to pull a tarot card from my ancient Walmart tarot card set.
Brian, it's me, Mr. Franchise.
Hi, Mr. Franchise.
You're acting like an asshole. ASMR is for people that don't have ears. ASMR is best when you turn on the subtitles.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, so welcome back to the episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of marketing, Chrissy Hoadley.
Hello. Best to you.
Best to you, Chrissy Hoadley. And best to you out there in the podcast universe. You did. Okay with that. It's your show, too. You can do what you want to do.
That's right.
You can do what you want to do, Chrissy Hoadley. And welcome back from the podcast. Whatever. You know what it is. It's The Commercial Break, and you're here, and congratulations. And thanks to all of you who have left wonderful podcast reviews on Apple.
We love reading them.
They're wonderful. Look at you guys. Bunch of little smart asses.
I know. I love that they're funny.
I know. Yeah, it's good. One of them just says, attack Fern, which I think is my favorite so far. I'm sure that Snorkelcock will probably.
Yes.
Snorkelcock will probably get one. You may or may not have heard that episode yet, but Snorkelcock will be there. I'm telling you what. I told you, I don't even know. Did we run this episode yet? I'm sure that we did because it was weeks ago or a month ago. But you know, my son broke his leg.
Yes.
I mean, you know, because you're here all the time.
No, I heard the episode.
You heard the episode? Uh-huh. Okay, good. We ran it. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah. Well,
now that we're doing.
Is that also the one where.
All the puking and.
Yeah,
and
but
you
I
went
had,
to Costa Rica.
I went to Costa Rica and you said how you had a similar time.
That's right.
Everyone got a food.
That's right.
You know,
the legend of the puking mapacha.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Okay, go back and listen to that one. But my son broke his leg. He's jumping on a trampoline. One bounce on a trampoline. One bounce on his first ever trampoline.
Takes.
That's all it took. Tibia broke, and now he's been in this cast for a while. So this has been going on for weeks, and it's going to go on for a couple more weeks. He's been otherwise fantastic about it.
He really has.
He goes to school. They're accommodating him. This is a three-year-old we're talking about. He's a superhero, and I tell him he's a superhero, and he likes the idea that he's a superhero.
That's right.
He's like, Daddy, I'm a superhero, and I'm like, you are. And the teachers are like, he's so good. He's so wonderful. He crawls around. He's interacting. He's having fun. And then at home, you know, listen, there are moments, of course, where he's fussy.
Frustration.
So the doctor says, hey, listen, for a couple weeks, he cannot move. I don't want him up on that leg at all, and limit his kind of, you know, if he wants to drag himself around, limit that because it could cause some pain. Well, that time period has passed. So Astrid and I are like, okay, let's just let him do what he wants to do, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see how he goes. We put a boot on it, see if he could walk. So he has been just a little bit more movement than usual. And he's now getting to the point where he really wants to move around. Like if he wants to go into another room.
He's a three-year-old.
Yeah. He'll take himself off the chair and he'll literally scoot himself backwards all the way to the room.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, we went to a family party and we decided to put the boot on and if he could walk, he could walk. Well, he can't really walk, but he can stand himself up to get on a chair or something like that. So the last couple nights, Matthias has been in pain at night because he's been walking around on it, right? Now first of all, he hasn't used it in a while. Second of all, that cast has got to be uncomfortable.
Right.
Third of all, he's got a fucking broken leg. So it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in the bed with us. And so now what he does is he starts like stretching that leg with the cast on. But since he sleeps next to me, he takes that cast and he scrapes it down the side of my leg hundreds of times at night, right? Just scraping, scraping, scraping.
No.
I mean, we finally got wise and gave him some Advil and it could seem to calm him down. But man, I will tell you what, I already have a hard enough time sleeping as it is. I don't know what it is, but the older that I get, I used to be so good at sleeping. I could sleep. It didn't.
Because you were drunk and you just passed
I was
out.
High on cocaine and I would go to sleep. I mean, granted, I would sit there for a few minutes, you know, right. thinking about how I was going to. My thoughts would go from how I was going to be some famous, you know, who knew I was going to be a famous podcaster? I mean, that's yet to come true either. But I mean, you know, how I would be some famous person. I was going to solve the world's problems. And then it would eventually devolve into basically, you're an asshole. What are you doing? Yet another night of drinking and drugging. You know, you're such a loser. You've got to pay the electric bill. I mean, but I would eventually go to sleep. And then I would sleep until like, I don't know, 11, 12, 2 in the afternoon. Who knew? I just slept. I slept away. And now I have this interrupted sleeping pattern that never seems to give me like 7 good consistent hours of deep sleep.
Yes.
And it fucking sucks. And I know that having children in the bed is a big fucking no-no in a lot of people's opinions. But in our opinion, the pandemic was here and we wanted our children to feel
safe
and human connection, right? At the deepest level possible.
Sure.
That was our choice. But for my sleep, while we may have, you know, Sleeping Brian is suffering. So, you know, my children's feelings are just going to have to go out the window because I'm going to get those kids out of the bed. I've tried everything, tried that Calm app. I've tried melatonin. I've tried everything except for, you know, narcotic, you know, sleeping medication.
Yeah.
But man, I'll tell you what, I'm thinking about.
You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. About getting that fucking, what is it? Didn't you take that for a minute? What is that sleeping medication?
Like Ambien?
Ambien. Did you take Ambien? Did you ever take Ambien?
Yeah, I did for a little while.
What did you think about it?
It's a good sleep aid. But
it's a great sleep aid, but you're addicted to it.
Yeah.
Do you get addicted to it? Do you feel like it's something then you need to go to sleep?
Well, they do. That does happen. But I was like, no, I'm going to take myself off.
And good
so
for
I
you.
Did the melatonin thing. And I do the Calm app. The sleeping stories for me on the Calm app are, I never get to the end of them.
Because they're fucking endless.
No, they last for 30 minutes.
They last for 30. I know, but they're endless. Like, they go down these deep rabbit holes.
Oh, I love them. There's this one guy, Eric Bra, he has the most relaxing voice, and he takes me on a train journey through
every
the Canadian
night,
Rockies.
Do you do the same one every night?
I tend to go to a couple of the same ones. There's a Canadian Rockies one,
so
train
if you,
ride. There's a boat ride somewhere in Canada, too.
And I get the methodology behind this, like the psychology behind this, because I let Matthias sometimes, I let him listen to like the Trolls one or the Minions one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the methodology is this. Start with something familiar. Start with a train of thought that you can follow.
Yes.
No pun intended. And then completely start just talking out your ass.
Right.
Just go down a rabbit hole so the mind can't.
Have a very, you know, soothing voice too.
Like this.
Yes.
Like, here we are at a train station in Toronto. Smells a little bit like poo-poo because all train stations smell like poo-poo.
This one.
You've bought a first class ticket. But your door doesn't work properly. And they haven't cleaned the sheets. And there's a guy next door masturbating.
Those don't sound like the one I'm listening to.
No, that's not the train story that you're doing. That's the train story I would do. Why won't that waiter come back and offer
anxious.
Me something else to drink? I thought I paid for internet. Where's the Wi-Fi code? Do I take my shoes off when I shower in this nasty shower? Why is the bar of soap already open? I mean, that's the kind of sleep story. That's my sleep story in my head. But it's like
you should record your own.
I'm going to record one for Matthias to sleep in his own bed. Your daddy no longer wants
daddy.
You sleeping in the bed.
Hello, Matthias.
Stop knocking your leg into my cast into my leg, giving me rug burn, cast burn. The Trolls one just goes off. Like, you know, it's familiar.
Yes.
There's a familiar storyline. Like me and the other character, Branch, are going to do this and we're going to save the world and we got to do this. But then eventually she's like, you know, cutting strands of hair and changing out the garbage, and she's going up the floaty tree, and then the smiley faces are everywhere.
There's always so much you can talk about.
Then it just like devolves into craziness where it's basically blibber blabber. Like it's nothing. And I get the psychology is you don't want your mind to be able to follow a story. They don't want a plot line, so your mind keeps going, right? Mm-hmm. They want it just to kind of like, oh, she's going to get her hair cut. Right?
Yes.
So, and I get it, but I just can't for the life of me. Even with my own Calm app, the things that I like or the meditation app, that doesn't put my mind at ease. So I inevitably end up watching like mindless television, which sometimes does put me to sleep. I watch this fucking show. It's like this Canadian comedy show and I love it. It really is funny, but it is just so incredibly stupid that I end up going to sleep. Yeah.
Okay, what I can fall asleep to.
Yeah. So for years, I would watch like reruns of The West Wing or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
But that wouldn't put me to sleep because then I was interested in knowing what was happening.
We've been doing reruns of 30 Rock, and that puts us to sleep every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's silliness. You don't have to pay attention,
exactly.
Right? The West Wing, after I know every season so well, mm-hmm. Now it'll put me to sleep.
Right.
If I turn one on, I already know that, you know, I don't know, President Bartlett saved the world again. I get it. The liberals are saving the world again, and the conservatives are assholes. I get the whole situation. I really am thinking what I want to do is get into this ASMR. I thought maybe ASMR is the thing for me. Even though I think it's obnoxious, maybe I just need to give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here in the studio late at night and my mind's all wound up and I'm worried about which episode and how many downloads and all this other shit, right? And what we're going to do tomorrow and what we should do Thursday and all this other shit. So I'm like, let me give ASMR one more shot. We made fun of it. It was on the surface. We just looked at it real quick and said, this is ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Let me give it one more college try. Turn the lights down low, put the headset on, pick one that has like millions and millions and millions of views, someone that you know is good.
And did you fall asleep and crash into all of our gear here in the studio?
Luckily, it's all taped to the ground now, so I can't fuck it up too bad. But let me tell you something. I came to a conclusion about ASMR.
Okay.
It's just as fucking stupid as we thought it was in the first place. It's just as ridiculous. Some of these people are doing things that are absolutely...
What does it stand for again?
Autoerotic asphyxiation. Yeah. I don't know. ASMR.
Sensory, I think it's the S.
What is the definition of ASMR? Mm-hmm. ASMR means autonomous sensory meridian response.
Meridian.
So like a meridian response would be like when you get goosebumps when you are watching a movie and you see like a certain song comes on with a certain scene and it gives you goosebumps or you hear something like a response from your body that you don't choose to get. It's just something that happens because of your senses being heightened in some way or tickled in some way or something like that. Like a snorkel cock.
Yes.
Like when you get, like when someone bites the bottom of your thigh. Yes. Don't worry. If you haven't heard it, it's coming. We have an episode. Or if you have heard it, then you know what we're talking about. But there's a fantasy sex episode coming up and you'll get it. So what I thought I'd do today is I'd review a couple of the ASMR videos that I tried to get myself to sleep with. You ready?
Yes.
You start with girl or boy? Man or woman?
Let's start with a man.
Okay, here's the man, right? This is Ben. I think his name is Killiam. Ben Killiam.
Wow.
Now, look over. You can look over here. You can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We put out new clips every single day of the week. We'll put one out with this video so you can watch it up there. Hey, TCB family, it's me, and it's time for the commercial break inside of the commercial break. Chrissy and I are looking for a couple of guys, a couple of girls, a couple of whatevers to come on air and play a dating game with us. If you're a swinging single or your partner allows you to do this type of thing, please let us know. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, and the word Y-O-Yo. Let us know you're interested in playing our dating game. game, and we'll reach out and set it up. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. All of the audio and all of the video of every episode is right there at tcbpodcast.com. A one-stop shop, if you will. You can also connect with us on our socials at The Commercial Break on Instagram, where we create content you can't find anywhere else, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, where we also create clips of the show every single day of the week and content you will not find anywhere else, like TCB in the Studio, where we take a topic and we opine for 5 to 10 minutes. And if there's anything that you probably want more of, it's my voice. Please use our sponsor's specialized URLs and codes if you're ever in the market for their products and services. It helps us out by letting our sponsors know we're doing our job. And thank you so much to all of you who have left a review on Apple and CastBox and Podbean, all the other podcast players. If you haven't had an opportunity to do so yet, if you could take 1 minute out of your day and leave us a rating and or a review on your favorite podcast player, that's the best way to help TCB get to new audiences. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Now, when he has like 20 or 30 ASMR videos, he's got quite a few followers, like in the 80,000, which is quite a few as far as we're concerned,
yes.
Right? 80,000. He's got thousands and thousands of views on here. But his first video is universally bad. It's just really bad. But I'm taking one of his more recent videos because I'm trying to give the guy a chance.
Yeah, he got better.
Now listen, Hodley. You tell me this is the kind of shit that would put you to sleep. Here we go. Episode of How to Wipe Your Ass. I hate it. It gives me an autonomous response on my anger in my anger bucket.
ASMR video. It's been a long time. What can I say?
Can you hear the kids yelling in the background? Those aren't my kids. That's the kids in the ASMR video. If you're gonna do ASMR, do it in a soundproof room, bro.
Yes.
I think he's also doing the calm thing where he talks about something that makes no sense.
We're going to talk about why it is.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but also why it seems like it's not.
That's right, Chrissy. Welcome back to my video. Thanks for coming back. But we're going to talk about how technically you're not back. You've always been here. And then we're going to talk about time and how time is a relative concept and how sometimes you go forward and sometimes you can go backward.
We should be getting into all that. First, in advance, I would like to say sorry if my cats make any noise.
Oh, those were the cats.
Cats.
Casper and Little Dude.
Casper and Little Dude, too, sound like two kids who are being held as hostage in the basement. It's like, help!
Help! Those are my cats.
Those are my cats.
Casper's adorable. He loves cuddles. Little Dude doesn't have a tail. And he's very, very special to us. So, yeah, if you see me looking like directly like this way, it's because my screen's there and I'm not used to looking at the camera.
I mean, he's just whispering into the camera.
He's just apologizing for everything that's about to go wrong, is what's happening. And I'm already not falling asleep because of your ASMR video. I'd like to apologize that I don't have any lighting in this room. I'd also like to apologize if I look to the left. I'd also like to tell you thanks for leaving a bunch of comments, but some of the comments weren't so nice. And if you leave a not nice comment, then I'm going to come back and kill you. I'm going to haunt every one of your dreams. Are you falling asleep yet?
He's apologizing for everything.
I have some triggers here. So I think we want to...
Some triggers.
Triggers. They call them triggers.
Okay.
Because I wanted to make this video mainly talking about why I've been gone and stuff like that. So
why I've been gone and stuff like that. Let me just whisper exactly my conversation to you.
I have some triggers I'm going to play here for you to get your senses going. I'd like to apologize for the siren. I'm being arrested for holding my children hostage, but they're really cats. I'm making this video to ask for you to send bond money to my GoFundMe page.
So let's start off, I guess, on October the 18th, so in about a week.
What the fuck is going on here? We can do this. How does this guy have 65,000 views on his video?
No, and we don't have 5,000. We definitely need to do one.
This is crazy, Chrissy. Let's get a little more into it.
And now I'm 14 and a half.
12 or 13.
Crazy. So long ago. It's like I was 12 or 13. And now I'm 13 and a half, about to be 14. And I just feel like I've lived so much life. And that's why it seems like a long time, but it really hasn't been that long.
You got a couple cats?
I have two cats. One's got no stomach. We call him Gutless. He's absolutely cute. He likes cuddles. And he has to get fed through a nose straw. I'm about to do a trigger where I feed my cat through a nose straw.
You're 13. You have an existential crisis at 13.
I can't believe we made it.
I started this channel when I was 14. I turned 15. I can't believe I made it, guys. I'd like to party.
What is that?
ASMR clap.
Why?
It's like a palate cleanser. And all of them do it. And the girls with the nails, they'll go.
Shouldn't you just eat some ginger?
I don't know. You got to do better than this, Ben. I love Ben. I actually watched a couple of his videos. He's really.
I could grow out my nails.
He's great. Yeah, you could. Can you grow out your nails so we can do a little click, 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 click? Maybe Astrid has some nails. We can do that. Yeah. Actually, no. She has children. She doesn't do that.
But yeah, let's start off with some reasons why I wasn't uploading.
This is classified as ASMR, guys. I'm just going to start writing ASMR in all our videos also. Yeah. Why is this ASMR? I'm just a loud ASMR guy.
Well, we should just do whisper a show.
Yeah, just whisper a show. I think we'd quickly lose any small audience we have.
School. So in grade 9 or so, I
And I found this guy, Ben Killian. I'd like to play a little bit of his video.
Brian, you're slowly going to sleep.
Around the end of the year, my final two classes, French and geography.
I can't remember.
Really hard class.
I can't remember. I failed out of school about 6 months ago, and I haven't been uploading videos because I've been taking care of my cat Stitches. He lost most of his brain in a horrible car accident, and so we call him Stitches. He doesn't move around a lot, and I'm not sure he's breathing. Speaking of ASMR, I think someone just crashed through my front door.
I struggled with them quite a bit, actually. So, I kind of just took some time off.
All right. We might need to move on from Ben.
I wanted to get to this point because Ben starts off as an ASMR video, and then what it turns into is a depressing story about Ben and his life.
School, and he's just whispering.
He's just whispering.
His life story.
Let's go to the next girl. You ready for the next girl? This is the next girl.
Now, Let's move it along here.
I first started with Ben. I watched 4 or 5 of his videos. I was like, I actually like Ben. I think Ben's got a cool personality, even though he just whispers the whole time.
Meaning, he seems cool because he's whispering.
Meaning, like, he doesn't take himself actually too seriously about this ASMR stuff, where a lot of people do. They take themselves very seriously in the ASMR world, and they think this is like, you know. I mean, listen, maybe it is an art form or a science form, or I don't even sure what these people think. But Ben doesn't take it like that. Ben's just a 14-year-old kid looking to get some rack up some views, right? Yeah. Until he starts telling this horribly depressing story about how he just basically failed out of school. Yeah. Now, here is, I forgot her name, but you know, it doesn't matter. She is an extraordinarily popular YouTube ASMR girl.
Well,
now,
she's beautiful.
Well, how old do you think she is?
I mean, very young, but she's got these beautiful blue eyes, and I can see like how she would have a lot of views.
Yeah, she's got a lot of views, but this is another obnoxious ASMR.
They all are.
I know, but listen, it's okay. they use it as a, it's like they're influencers who just whisper.
Yes.
They're whispering influencers. Yes. She's going to show you about her, you know, rose oil that she made, and she's going to show you, you know, just listen. You get it. You'll get it.
That's like what you would hear in the woods. Like, it's like a... That was like a woodpecker.
Welcome to my video. This is my cat Dolphin. We got. Simulants.
Welcome back. Welcome to my channel. How are you beautiful people doing today?
Okay. Here's what they do. They turn their sensitivity up all the way, and they say, how are you people doing today? How are you people doing today?
Every noise in their mouth gets amplified.
I know.
You know those noisy talkers? You know, the ones that are like...
Yes.
We used to have this guy. He was a family member, actually. Total asshole. His name is Kelly. I'll say his
Just
name out
whisper
loud.
Whisper it as you're telling
his
us.
His name is Kelly. And what he would do is he was constantly... He would get closer and closer to you as he was talking.
He was a close talker?
He was a close talker. It was fucking close talkers. But he would take a step every time he would talk to you. Every sentence, he would take a step closer. And eventually,
you would take
end up,
a step
back. You'd have to lean back. Mm-hmm. And he's clear that, like, any conversation he was having, you'd see that he'd be forward and someone would be leaning backwards. It was like this weird. And he was like,
it was before his time on the ASMR.
I know. He would always be like, slurping, like, and he'd stick his tongue, he'd like lick his lip. Hey man, did you hear about my new smoker? I can smoke 12 turkeys at a time. And when you go to the dentist and they have those things, they're like,
oh yes, that's
yeah,
like
he, that's
out.
Like, yeah, he was
one.
Like, he was a real dentist straw.
He was his own dentist straw.
5'8" dentist straw. Who could smoke 12 turkeys at a time.
You all are doing fantastic. You look terrific, gorgeous, as usual.
Oh my God, you're so...
I can't see any of you, but I can just see you.
I am totally full of shit.
Yes.
You look gorgeous as usual. What's up, babes? All I want to talk about Kylie and Jenner. Kylie Jenner's brand new boyfriend and Kim Kardashian's new line of lipstick. Welcome to my holistic, all-natural ASMR channel.
Oh, today I am going to be doing a guided meditation. A lot of people love my guided meditations, and I personally love doing the guided meditations. But
a lot of people love me, so I'm here to get some more love, some more attention in the form of views.
First, I am going to pull a tarot card out for you. We'll see.
We'll just see how this goes. I'm going to pull a tarot card.
Everything else, I'm going to spray some of this anti-bad spray.
It's an anti-bad spray.
It's an anti-bad spray. Yeah. She made it herself. I'm going to pull this. She literally has like a Walmart tarot card set too. She's like, I'm going to pull a tarot card from my ancient Walmart tarot card set.
They've been passed down from the last generation. Yeah,
I got it at the Scholastic Book Fair that came to my middle school. And now I've got some anti-bad spray.
Anti-bad spray.
I made it with jarred rosewater farts.
I think we need to sell that as well as Brian's farts.
Brian's fart. Little Brian ass, yeah. Anti-bad spray. Anti-bad spray. Get rid of that negative juju.
You need the anti-bad spray after you smell the Brian fart.
It's water I charged with Jupiter. Listen to her. Wait, listen to what she says the anti-bad spray is.
Okay.
And basically what it is moon water. Water that I charged in the lake.
She charged it in the moon.
And some noxema.
I put some Purell in there. And a couple scoops of dirt from my front lawn.
That saw a full moon.
That's right. I also took some squirrel droppings. From a squirrel that's been living in an ancient Japanese pine tree.
The jade stone.
The jade stone.
In a plastic bottle.
In a plastic bottle. Yeah.
At least put it in a bottle.
I know. You know when you go to Epcot Center and they're doing it, you go to that plant ride and all, that looks like water you took from Splash Mountain.
It's like swamp water.
I took this water from Splash Mountain. It's happy magic juice.
Dropped a jade stone.
I dropped a jade stone in it. I warmed it in my vagina for 4 to 12 hours when I was on my moon cycle.
For nature and earth and abundance and stuff like that. And so I
stopped and stuff like that. I don't want to get too technical because I'm not sure what the fuck I'm talking about. She said nature and earth and water and abundance and stuff like that. Yeah, I think you got it, girl. Yep. I think you covered it.
Yeah.
I would put that in here. And then we have some yarrow. If you don't know what yarrow is, it is a little plant that you can pretty much find a lot of places.
It's a little plant that pretty much grows anywhere you get growing stuff. You can pretty much go to anywhere. It grows.
Lowe's.
Yes.
Lowe's Garden Center.
Lowe's Garden Center. Have you ever been to Home Depot? It's a really great place. It represents nature and goodness and love and light.
There's wood and metal.
If you don't know what yarrow is, it grows out of dog shit in my backyard. You can pretty much get it anywhere.
And yarrow has a ancient history of warding off.
Of that, I'm,
which I'm not aware.
It's an ancient history. It's
the ancient Walmart tarot cards. Yeah,
the ancient Walmart tarot cards told me that pharaoh is this ancient plant that has a history of which I am not aware.
Bad energy and negative energy. And it's also good for minor cuts. And
it's an all around. It's an all around juice.
It's homeopathic birth control.
It's for energy and negative energy and cuts, scrapes, burns.
You can use it instead of stitches.
Yeah, if you bump your head.
If you have an earache.
If you have a concussion.
If you're going bald.
Drink it.
You need a mustache.
whatever you need.
If you want to get that guy you've been attracted to, just spray some of this on your hoochie coochie.
Yes, pheromones. Oh,
pheromones.
So if you're out in the wilderness and you have a little scratch and you don't want it to get
infected, be sure you have your bad juice.
Yeah, be sure you have your anti-bad juice available.
It's part of the survival guide pack.
That's right.
It's available at Kohl's.
It's part of this whole pack you need when you
go into
the
wilderness.
Did you
get the anti-bad spray in case we got a scrape?
We're going on a camping trip.
Did you get the yarrow with the jade and the moon juice or whatever? Honey, I've been out back charging all night under the moon. I'm ready to go.
And some yarrow and rub it on that bad boy and it'll be very good.
Very good.
You got to see this girl.
Your huge wound will all of a sudden be very good.
It'll be very good. Don't worry about it. You sound like Donald Trump. Very good. Very great. It does everything. It's the best.
You got to see the visuals on this girl. I guarantee this girl is an Instagram influencer within years. She's going to be like a total.
If she's not already.
If she's not already.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're healed.
Oh, yeah. There's also some eucalyptus essential oil in there because you never can go wrong with eucalyptus.
You can never go wrong with eucalyptus unless you're allergic to eucalyptus, in which case, sorry.
I forgot about that eucalyptus until I sprayed it and then I smelled it.
It's good for feeding koalas.
Yeah. It's just an all-around spray, anti-bad spray.
It's good for attracting koalas.
Ooh, pull a card.
Pull a card.
Oh, look at that room. That room is the room of a 13-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Peace, love. There's
Buddhas and tie-dye. And, banjo in the back. She's got a banjo.
Oh, what card is she going to pull?
A lot of different ways that you can do a tarot card reading. but for today,
Look at the instructions real quick.
According to this Walmart gift card. According to my Kindle, there's a lot of different ways that you can read a tarot card. A lot of different ways to pull them from the top, from the bottom, or from the middle. But I'm just going to go with my intuition and pull one from the top.
The eucalyptus is telling me.
The eucalyptus just told me. The moon rock. My emotions.
Every time after I use them, I shuffle them. And so I'm just going to pick the top card and trust that it's something that you might need to hear.
This girl is full on hippy dippy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. What has she got?
What has she got?
The death card. Oh my God.
The pestilence card.
Sorry, guys, you're going to die. Yeah. But here, I have some anti-bad spray.
It's for sale on my site.
It's for sale on my website. Anti-bad spray, $19.99. Plastic bottle included.
This is the card, and it says new experiences and possibilities.
Ooh.
And the art is just amazing. But let's
move on, because real tarot cards don't say new experiences on the bottom of them.
Go into the handy dandy little book. These are a new set of cards, so I don't know what they all mean yet, so I still have to use the book.
I
also got the book from Walmart.
Oh my God.
This is bad. Girl. But if you're 13,
this might hit a nerve.
Yeah. I don't want to
dismiss.
Like, listen, girl, there's probably zero chance you're watching the commercial break because you are definitely not in our demographic. 13-year-old girl is not in the TCB. I mean, I don't know that she's 13. She might be 15 or 16 or I don't know. Maybe she's 20. Who knows? But listen, do your thing. You do you. It's cute. It's cool. You got lots of people watching you. Awesome. I congratulate you. And I also, I buy into some of that stuff too. Yeah. Not all of it, but some of that
Absolutely.
Stuff too.
Yeah. I've got my own set of ancient tarot cards.
But now I would like to do some of our own, Chrissy, if we can.
Okay.
I've got a few triggers here.
You do? You've got some triggers?
On the TCB Live, Sean. My daughter is one of the triggers in the background screaming and yelling.
That's not a cat.
Nothing like a little ASMR.
I'm not a cat.
Yeah, I'm not a cat. Okay, Chrissy, now for the first ever TCB ASMR.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Ready? I've got my anti-bad PVC. If we blow through it, it's known to ward off spirits. I charged this in the sun for 3 days, and I don't know if you know, but PVC has a long history of moving shit away from houses. So it's very anti-bad. It's also,
I see that, Brian.
If you lose a finger in a machining accident, you can also use that to stitch it back together.
Come here.
Yeah, come here, big boy. That's my PVC. Next, I've got my Jupiter drape hangers.
Didn't we buy those at Home Depot together?
We did. We got them for $9.99 at Home Depot. So it's got a history, but I'm not familiar, so I'm gonna have to read the how-to manual. But if you clink them together, that noise is known to keep you awake. If you need to stay awake.
Okay, let me say this, Brian.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you. Here, I've got Time Life Collection Mickey Mouse 50 years old.
Sleep, Brian.
I'd also like to tell you about the time I failed English in fourth grade. But that'll have to wait for another day. I haven't been as long as... If you flip through the Mickey book, it's known to give you fond memories of your childhood. Here you go. I'd like to give that to you.
Brian, this is Mrs. ASMR.
Hi, Mrs. ASMR.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong, asshole.
Brian, it's me, Mr. Franchise.
Hi, Mr. Franchise.
You're acting like an asshole. ASMR is for people that don't have ears. ASMR is best when you turn on the subtitles. Stop it!
I can't believe these people have a million views and TCB has 7.
Shows you how good TCB is. Ben, the high school failing ASMR guy, is doing 10 times better than you. And Misty, the 14-year-old mystic, has a million views. That means anyone can be famous on YouTube, except for YouTube. YouTube aren't meant for YouTube. I wish you all the worst. I'll be back soon. It's Mr. Franchise out.
My search for something to put me to sleep continues because you can see how difficult. The ASMR is clearly not the answer.
Yes.
Could you fall asleep to that?
No.
I can barely stand it for like five minutes. Yeah, I can't stand some girl I don't care about girl or guy. I can't stand them just sitting there whispering and pontificating about things they have no clue about. They haven't even lived long enough to understand what moon water is. I mean, I have friends. Young lady, I don't know what your name is. I wish I could remember your name. I'll put it in the show notes. I have friends.
Oh, yes. I've been to a couple of these. You've encouraged me to go to full moon parties.
Full moon parties. Moon cycle parties. Harvest fest or whatever the fuck. I have friends who have been going to these for 60 plus fucking years. They are old as time has been around.
Yeah.
And you know what they've found out? Yep, it's pretty much all bullshit. But it's fun to hang out in the woods with topless babes and hunky dudes. Yes. That is the true point of being a hippie.
That's true.
To go to the parties for the nudity, the sex, and the drugs.
Right.
That's it. That's what you do.
Correct.
I'm kidding. And then you go there for the love, too. Of course, you go for the love.
Yes.
And yes, I'm sure that a few of these things work if you... If luck is on your side, you know what I'm saying?
If you're tired already.
Yeah. If you're tired already, ASMR is going to put you right to sleep. Do it with the subtitles. That'll put you to sleep. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. We've clunked up our desk with all of our ASMR materials. Wow, that was a good one. All right, kids. Well.
I love that you have the Walt Disney life.
Of course
one.
I do. The life of Walt Disney. Walt Disney from magic to
them. I know you. I don't think it's weird you have this, but I think that it's so funny that we were pulled out as a trigger.
It's a trigger for me. It represents millions of dollars that I've spent at the Walt Disney Corporation.
Which could be a trigger for you in another way.
Oh, my God. You won't even believe. And Disney just keeps on charging more and giving you less and... There's a hole.
Here's your money. Here's Disney.
Yeah.
It's a pipe straight from your wallet.
Every time I take a shit, I imagine that Walt Disney. Yeah, right? I imagine Walt Disney is pulling money out of my ass and flushing it down to some big Disney pile. I love Disney. I really do. But man, they are making some really shitty decisions there that make it really tough for me to swallow anymore. I don't know. But I have kids, so what am I going to do? You know, that's how they get you.
Because
you got kids. And that's how they got my parents. And that's how they got their parents. I mean,
that's
and they're going to keep on
doing
it. That's ancient
Disney
wisdom. Yeah. Break into your pocketbook. It's like thievery that's allowed. Brainwashing that's allowed. All right, here's how you do it. Listen, we have got a series of games in the summer coming up. We're going to do a series of TCB game shows and TCB dating games. If you're looking for that significant other or just looking to have some fun, let us know. And it doesn't matter who you like or what you are or who you are. We are going to hook you up with what you need, or we'd like to hook you up with what you need. In a fun game that we're going to play, fun series of dating games that we're going to play. So hit us up, 237-8296-661. 237-8296, that's 661, best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O, or you can go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, send us an email, let us know that you're interested in playing the dating game, and we will find the right suitor for you. Who knows, maybe we'll ask one of these these ASMR chicks to come on here, and ASMR dudes to come on here and woo you with their whispering.
Yes.
At the commercial break on Instagram, at the commercial break on Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please like and subscribe. It's content you can't find anywhere else. Chrissy, that's all I can do today. I love you.
I love you, Brian.
And
the
best to you.
Best to you.
And until next time, we must say, we always say and we do say.
Bye. Bye.